Ladies and gentlemen, this is February 10, 2016, the third day of the session. Deadline for bill drafts to LSO in final form is today at noon, and that means noon, not 12:01. Last day for bill introductions is Friday, February the 12th, and we will do the best we can do. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Present. Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Present.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Connolly, excused. Dayton. Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Greer, excused. Halverson.
Here.
Harshman. Harshman, excused. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparik. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Moniz, excused. Nicholas. Nicholas. Nicholas, excused. Northrup. Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder,
present.
Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson, Stubson excused, Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Burkhart, Burkhart excused. 53 present, 7 excused.
The prayer of the day is offered by Pastor Jason Harshberger, representing United Presbyterian Church.
Will you please join me in a word of prayer? Holy and gracious God, as we gather this day, we pray that you will guide us. You will guide us to be faithful to the ways in which you are working in the world. You will guide us in the ways in which your Spirit is leading us. That you'll help us to trust in that and to be bold enough to follow that. We pray also today, Lord, that you will sustain us. That you will free us from the things that may hold us back from fully being present here. That you will allow us to trust in your presence with those that are back home and the many responsibilities we leave behind to come and serve in this way. We pray, Lord, today that you will comfort us. That you will help us to remember our role in a much bigger piece of this movement. That you pray that you will comfort us as we remember that you are working in all things. We pray, Lord, today that you will challenge us. Help us to know and to believe that we can be more and better than what we are. That many are looking to us to set a higher standard as we move forward. So challenge us, comfort us, sustain us, and guide us, O Lord, as we seek to be faithful to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Journal report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 9, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
That's it?
How much do you want?
The doctor of the day is Sigsby Duck, M.D. from Rock Springs. Please welcome him to the house. Okay, here we go. Where's the... We're now on that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 69. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 69 from Representative Escobel, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
Representative Escobel, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 69 for introduction and ask for your favorable vote. Unlawful decimation of intimate images, otherwise known as revenge porn. What revenge porn is not, it's not selfies. It's not sexting. It's not getting together with your buddies after work and passing around your phone, showing pictures of ex-girlfriends or ex-wives. It's not lifting up your shirt and at a concert and expecting privacy when there's thousands of people around you with cameras. This bill makes it a misdemeanor offense and subsequent offenses, felonies for non-consensual distribution of photographic or video representations of someone appearing nude or engaged in a sexual act. Since 2013, 24 other states have already enacted laws to make revenge porn a criminal offense. 11 other states are introducing legislation to do so. The fact that non-consensual porn so often involves the internet and social media, law enforcement and courts often struggle to understand the mechanics and devastation it can cause. Unfortunately, after a friendship or romantic relationship ends, individuals sometimes get back at their ex-lovers by publishing intimate or embarrassing items online. Such an act can be personally disturbing and professionally compromising, causing the target to suffer emotional distress, ostracizing them from their families, academic challenges, or workplace difficulties. All of these can linger without any legal recourse. As with domestic violence and sexual assault, victims of revenge porn suffer negative consequences, and speaking out can cause increased harm. In numerous cases, abusers have threatened to disclose intimate images of their partners when victims attempt to leave a relationship and making good on that threat once the partner leaves. Professional costs of revenge porn are steep.
Time. Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Zwanzer, 1 minute.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I was just wondering how steep the costs are.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Escobel, 30 seconds.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, because the internet searches of victims and names are displayed on there with those images and those videos, many lose jobs, many lose promotions, many are singled out. Most of them are girls. 90% of the victims are female. Just like with rape and domestic violence, it causes harassment and belongs in a category of violence that violates their legal and social commitment to equality. And also, you probably would be able to put your name on a ballot. So it also, things like the congressman, the Miss America queen, the pro football quarterback,
time,
rock star and the drummer.
We're voting on House Bill 69, introduction. Requires a two-thirds vote. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn. Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Larson Dan, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
House Bill 69 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 81. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 81 from Representative Dayton, an act relating to court-supervised treatment.
Representative Dayton, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 81 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill establishes a treatment drug court fund similar to the Victim Witness Fund, but it's totally separate from that fund. This is a permissive bill in that it allows a judge to impose a surcharge of up to $50 per defendant in all drug and alcohol cases where the defendant has pleaded guilty, no contest, or is convicted. The surcharge will go into the treatment court fund and is distributed across the state to all 19 treatment courts. This fund will protect treatment courts from the uncertainty of other funding streams. This bill firmly establishes a means for the future funding of our treatment courts. Treatment courts have been in existence for 30 years, and there is undeniable evidence to show they are cost-effective. The yearly cost per individual in treatment court is in the neighborhood of $13,000, compared to $45,000 for imprisonment. As we heard in the chambers on Monday, treatment or drug courts, whichever you wish to call the court, breaks the cycle of addiction. This is the first attempt to develop an independent funding source to preserve the good work of our treatment courts. In addition, it makes the offenders who create the problem part of the solution. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 81. Two-thirds vote required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi. Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 81 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 86 from Representative Croker, an act relating to concealed weapons.
Representative Croker, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move House Bill 86 and ask for its favorable consideration to be introduced. Members, this is very similar to the same to a bill we passed last year out of here that would have repealed gun-free zones. And last year's bill had five elements to it. It had schools, college campuses, sporting events, government meetings, and meetings of the legislature. And during testimony, there was a lot of pushback on the first three of those items, but I don't remember any arguments or pushback on the last two. So I decided this year a better strategy would be to let's just pass it in pieces. So this bill is the same premise as last year, but it only deals with government meetings and meetings of the legislature. Other than that, it's the same, virtually the same bill that we passed last year.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we are voting on House Bill 86, introduction, two-thirds vote required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Eklund,
Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stebson, Throne, Walters, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
House Bill 86 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 23. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 23 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to taxation.
Representative Barlow, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In respect to House Rule 13.1C regarding need and timeliness of a bill, I respectfully withdraw House Bill 23.
House Bill 23 has been withdrawn. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 95 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to unclaimed property.
Representative Petroff, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 95 and ask for your favorable consideration. Last year, if you'll remember, we passed a bill that changed the unclaimed gift certificate policy. Before the change, merchants had to turn over 100% of the unclaimed gift cards over $100. We put a sunset on the bill at that time, and the reason we put a sunset on it was because we expected that there would be a new Unclaimed Property Act coming down from the federal government, and we kind of wanted to put a tag to be sure to look at that again. Well, it turns out there probably will not be a Uniform Unclaimed Property Act coming down. We never wanted it to trigger back to the old way of doing things, which is obviously what would happen. And now it turns out that we found of at least one incident where a company did not domicile in the state because they were afraid of the policy reverting back. So I'm not aware of anyone being against removing the sunset, and I would just ask for your aye vote.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? We're voting on introduction of House Bill 95. Two-thirds vote required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 95 has passed introduction and is assigned to Corporations Committee. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3. The reading clerk will read the resolution.
House Joint Resolution 3 from Representative Stepson, a joint resolution petitioning Congress to call a convention to propose amendments to the Constitution of the United States to require a balanced federal budget.
Representative Stubson, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move introduction of House Joint Resolution 3 and ask for your aye vote. The body will recognize this as the same resolution that was brought by the good representative from Crook County and overwhelmingly supported by this body last year. We've spent the interim working with some of our legislative colleagues, educating them on the Article 5 process, providing them with clarity on the numerous protections in place to ensure that an Article 5 convention actually addresses the balanced budget amendment and only a balanced budget amendment. You, I know, and I apologize, even though it wasn't my fault, that you've been deluged with emails over the last few days, but I think it is telling that many of those emails, most of those emails, came from small businesses across the state. And I think that's because those small businesses recognize that the last great hope for our economic health and for the economic health of our republic is a balanced budget amendment and an amendment that ensures that the federal government lives within its means. The real pushback on this has been a fear that convention will run amok. But we know that the Article 5 process was given to us by our forefathers for just this purpose, for the purpose that we as states, acting as states, could push back on an overreaching federal government. It's the tool that was given to us, and I would ask this body to vote in favor of utilization of this tool, vote in favor of the balanced budget amendment, and allow the bill to move forward. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Edwards.
The Constitution is not broken. The problem that we have is the Congress will not adhere to the Constitution that we have now, adding one more amendment to a constitution that they will not adhere to. What makes this body think that they will adhere to another amendment when they won't abide by the constitution that we already have? Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Stubson, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, we are a nation of laws. We are gathered here together because we recognize that and we pass laws. To vote against this based upon an assumption that we are a lawless nation, I think, is misplaced. There are protections, and we as a state have a balanced budget amendment, and what do? We balance our budget. Let's do the same thing on the federal level.
We're voting on introduction of House Joint Resolution 3. A two-thirds vote is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
no.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
House Joint Resolution 3 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 87. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 87 from Representative Kinner, an act relating to school finance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kinner, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 87 and ask for your favorable consideration. This topic came up to us at our joint education meeting in Casper in the fall when a retired school superintendent came to us and requested that we consider this as a couple of local school districts that happen to be in my area are actually considering a collaborative high school, alternative high school, and they were concerned about the way that school districts share funding. And in this particular case, this helps clarify that, and it's actually a clarification, if you will. And I'm going to read from the fiscal note on this, where tuition received by school districts are considered local resources in determining recapture amounts. And this bill proposes exempting those tuition payments from one district to another from the local resource classification and potentially decreasing recapture amounts. One final comment, the Department of Ed has taken a look at this, and they estimate that this exclusion of these payments from the local revenue computation will have little or no impact on the school foundation program. So I think that's important to keep in mind. And I would move your favorable consideration of House Bill 87.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on the introduction of House Bill 87. Two-thirds votes required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye. Yagi, aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Byrd, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 87 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 90, introduced by Representative Madden, an act relating to school finance.
Chairman Madden, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 90 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, what this bill deals with is transportation in the school systems. And as you may know, the only cost in which the sky is the limit in our education funding formula is transportation. That means there's no limit to how much transportation you have in your district, and we pay for all of it. There's no skin in the game for the districts. And this is a way to get this exploding cost under control. Right now, we spend almost $100 million on transportation. Here's how it works. It takes the last 3 years, takes the arithmetic mean of your transportation costs for each district, and then it takes 10% of that number. And what we do is we give that in a block amount to the school district with the understanding that any future transportation bills, they've got to cover 10% of it, okay? And we'll pay for 90% instead of 100% like we are now. Now, the key is that there's some benefit to being prudent about how much transportation you spend. If you're a school superintendent or administrator, you're going to say, if I can cut my transportation, I can use a little bit of that 10% money to help with early childhood education or buying more computers or something like that. And that's what I'm hoping it'll do. And the payoff for us is for every million dollars that they save in this deal, we get to save 9 times that, okay? So if they save 10% on transportation, we would have a $10 million saving in the school foundation program. If they save 20%, we'll have $20 million. And I think this is a way to go, first of all, as far as cutting costs. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? I see three of you up there. You can split 2 minutes between the three of you. Chairman Horstman.
Okay, I'll be quick, 15 seconds. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple of things to gently push back my good friend from Johnson County, Chairman of Revenue. The sky actually is not the limit. It's probably the most heavily regulated. If you read the regulations in the Department of Education, every kid within 2 miles of school is walking. I mean, it's the most heavily regulated part, and it's only for certain. You're not reimbursed for every bus trip, and these all have to be school-related and those things. So, again, I'd push back that the sky's the limit. It's based on the true cost. We have a cost-based model, and I think it'll drop significantly because the price of fuel. It varies every year to year, and it's on the true cost. We run a cost-based model. Secondly, we did a lot of work in recalibration. Met, took a lot of testimony, and in uncertain times, I think that's why we've kind of tried to stay the course and keep this in uncertain times. And so this has had no vetting, no testimony, and so, again, not for a budget session. Thank you.
Representative Freeman, there's 1 minute left.
He's going fast.
Minutes starts now.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. That was the longest 15 seconds I've ever endured. This is an old friend to the body. This will hurt smaller school districts, rural school districts, a lot more than it will for the larger school districts. It is heavily regulated, and I would offer, I'd offer you to show some caution towards this amendment.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman Madden, 30 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me correct myself. The sky is almost the limit. It isn't exactly the limit, but there is no, you know, you can decide whether you're going to take 3 buses on a trip or you can decide you're going to send 4 buses on a trip. It depends on how big how much extra spare room you want to use. There's no control over that. There's nothing in here that would cause a small school to be hurt. In fact, they'd be helped by it, because every dollar they can save out of their transportation, 10% portion, they've got that to spend elsewhere.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 90. Two-thirds votes required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel,
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Heparinen,
no.
Pinnell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
Zwanitzer
Dan.
Zwanitzer
Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Larson Dan. Aye. No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 26 no.
House Bill 90 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 91. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 91 from Representative Madden. An act relating to school finance.
Representative Madden, 2 minutes.
Mike. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill number 91, and this is another attempt to save some money in the school foundation program. And what this deals with is some rules in Chapter 8, or page 8-8 in Chapter 8 of the rules, and it gives you school districts an out in calculating an ADM. And I'm telling you the truth on this. This is the way it works. If you have, this is pointed primarily at the seniors, and if a senior is going to school 51% of the day, we send them the full boat to $17,500, okay? And that's a true story. And if they're 25%, if they go 25% of the, or it's actually 26% of the time, then we give them a half of the $17,500. Okay? So, the moral hazard in this, of course, is that if you're a school administrator, it's in your best interest to have a student be a 51% student and then only teach him basically half time, because you only have to hire half as many teachers as if he was full time. Now, the next best thing, of course, is if you could get him to go to school for 25% of the time, that way you get half of the full vote. All right? Now, this has enormous possibility of saving money, just like House Bill number 90 did a little bit ago. If every, let's just say we have 1,000, where is that? I think if you consider you have 1,000 students and they're halftime really, and they shouldn't have been, then this will cost or save us about $10 million. And that's the nature of it. The culture of Wyoming with seniors is it's a day off or it's a year off, and then they got to take remedial classes, and we pay that way. I'm just saying we're going to make it proportionate. If you go to school two periods out of eight, you're a 25% student. Three periods out of eight, you're a 3/8 time student.
Time.
Thank you.
Okay, I see 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a total of 2 minutes, no more than one per speaker in opposition. Representative Connolly, I think you were up first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First a comment and then a question. My comment is, in general, I do not think that our school administrators are these economic rational actors trying to make money on the backs of students, which was somewhat the implication, keep kids out of school and the district can make more money. But my question for the good bringer of the bill, there are some important exceptions. So, for example, kids that are in concurrent classes at local community colleges or at UW, they are truly engaged in educational efforts, and I think they should be included. Those are monitored by their schools.
Chairman Horstman.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Briefly, 15 seconds for you to endure.
We're going to call it this time if you keep bragging on that.
Right on. I appreciate it. Hey, just real quick, I think what this really has nothing to do with the school administrators. It's about choice for parents and families and their students. And so kids who want to work part-time their senior year will be encouraged. Those programs, work-study, disappear. The college dual and concurrent
time.
Enrollment classes. I hear you. Yeah, I'm in overtime now. Dual and concurrent classes. Homeschool kids who take certain classes at the public schools. All those would be negatively impacted by this. And again, I think this bill is not ready for prime time. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman Madden, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The only entity that would be negatively impacted by this is the finances of a local school. Certainly the concurrent enrollment, if you're taking classes and it's going to be for credit, that would be when you're actively in school, in answer to the Laramie legislator. To me, it just makes sense. I mean, what... It's a day's pay for a day's work type of thing, folks. And if they're only going to school half-time, they should get a half. It should be proportionate. I mean, it's just common sense, and we're wasting money.
We're voting on House Bill 91. Introduction, two-thirds votes is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd. Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
no.
Dayton,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
no.
Kinner, Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder, Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
House Bill 91 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 92. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 92 from, once again, Representative Madden, an act relating to school finance.
Representative Chairman Madden, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Bill number 92 and ask for your favorable consideration. And once again, I'm asking you to try to save some money for the state. what we have here, folks, is a regional cost adjustment problem that, by the Campbell decision from quite a number of years ago, that we had to recognize regional cost adjustment changes. And there's all kinds of things wrong with that regional cost adjustment formula in our foundation apparatus right now. But the one thing that is the most troublesome to me is that we're using an index, a wage index, that's based on 2005 prices, okay? 2005 economic conditions in for a wage index. This means that by the time we get to the end of this upcoming calibration period, that index will be as old as the sophomores are in school that year. An index is supposed to be bringing things up to date. What is the current cost of hiring in this particular district given the economics of the situation? No, we're using 2005. All this bill does is bring it up and take 2005 out and put 2015 in because we already got it. It's available. And the reason it didn't get into the calibration formula this year is because there is a lot of school districts that said, you know, we had a favorable hedonic index in 2005. We don't want to give that up. And that's what happened. They caved and gave them the 2005 index because it would hurt somebody. But that's the essence of an index. They go up and down. And to me, we're exposing ourselves to a lawsuit because we're supposed to be using regional cost adjustments, and we're not. Thank you.
Representative Summers, 1 minute.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Speaking on and against the bill. In recalibration, this was the most hotly debated topic we had, the regional cost adjustment. None of these hedonics, whether you use the 2005 or the current, they're all simply consultants' models, and they are not wage index. And really the grand bargain that your recalibration committee decided on with, we just agreed, the districts, everybody in the room at the end finally decided the grand bargain was to leave it alone. Everybody, even though there were inequities built into it, people were comfortable with the inequities built into the system. And the 2015 hedonic does not straighten out the inequities in the system. So I'd urge you to vote against this.
Chairman Harshman, 1 minute.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's more to this cost adjustment than just the hedonic. And it interplays between the base of one and the WCLI and the hedonic. The hedonic, is the biggest part of it is the WCLI, and that's updated every 6 months. So that's the newest information we have. Really, the change in this was what wage index, federal wage index, and what this does will move money to, instead of these kind of average, it's going to move to these higher wage counties. There'll be a little bit of a shift. And the Sweetwater, Campbell, and Sublette, because those are high-wage counties. We went through a lot of testimony on this, and again, it's not much, but it sounds like, oh, we haven't updated. That's not quite accurate, because the WCLI is the biggest part of it, and it's updated all the time.
Okay.
And this, I think, was a $1.2 million increase to adopt those newer recommendations in the model. And that's why we stayed away from it. Uncertain time. The districts are used to this model. It's continually updated.
Time.
And so that's why we stayed with it.
Chairman Northrup, there's 10 seconds left out of the 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. JEC is going to look at this. Joint Ed is going to look at this again in this coming interim. And I just ask you to let us have a chance to look at it again. Thank you.
Chairman Madden, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I think what the takeaway you can get from the people that rebutted this is that people are comfortable with a 15-year-old index, and I don't think that's a valid reason to keep it. Now, you're right about the Wyoming cost of living index is in there, and that's even a bigger sin. There's no reason you put a cost of living index in terms of regional cost adjustments in setting wages for a school district. That has nothing to do with what regional costs
time
is made up of.
Voting on introduction to House Bill 92. Two-thirds votes required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly. Dayton, Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Pipirinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 20 aye, 40 no.
House Bill 92 has failed introduction. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Committee announcements. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today, where we will hear House Bill 59, Healthcare Statutory Compliance, House Bill 60, State Health Facilities Mission Statutory Compliance, House Bill 63, Healthcare Facility Receivership Act. And we will adjourn promptly at 6 p.m.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to consider House Bill 36.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Education number 4 will meet upon adjournment, 10 minutes after adjournment, today to discuss House Bill 19.
Any other committee announcements? Representative Byrd, what are you doing back there?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm here to remind everybody that the Democratic Caucus will caucus at noon recess today in L35, and everyone is open. It is a public meeting.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder for the Republican caucus will be caucusing in L51 upon adjournment for lunch. L51 is down here on the right side. It's where the judicial breakfast was held on Monday morning. So that's where we'll be. Thank you.
The House is in recess until 2 o'clock p.m.